Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Brethren, see to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ, and you were buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, and verses 40 through 52. At that time the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. On this day, the 1st of January, we commemorate Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea in Cappadocia. St. Basil the Great was born about the end of the year 329 in Caesarea of Cappadocia to a family renowned for their learning and holiness. His parents' names were Basil and Emily. His mother Emily and his grandmother Macrina are saints of the Church, together with all his brothers and sisters. Macrina, his elder sister, Gregory of Nyssa, Peter of Sebastia, and Naucratius. Basil studied in Constantinople under the sophist Libanius, then in Athens, where also he formed a friendship with the young Gregory, a fellow Cappadocian, later called the theologian. Through the good influence of his sister Macrina, he chose to embrace the ascetical life, abandoning his worldly career. He visited the monks in Egypt, in Palestine, in Syria, and in Mesopotamia, and upon returning to Caesarea he departed to a hermitage on the Iris River in Pontus, not far from Annecy, where his mother and his sister Macrina were already treading the path of the ascetical life. Here he also wrote his ascetical homilies. About the year 370, when the bishop of his country reposed, he was elected to succeed to his throne and was entrusted with the Church of Christ, which he tended for 8 years. Living in voluntary poverty and strict asceticism, having no other care than to defend holy orthodoxy as a worthy successor of the apostles, the emperor Valens and Modestus, the eparch of the East, who were of one mind with the Arians, tried with threats to exile and of torments to bend the saint to their own confession, because he was the bastion of orthodoxy in all Cappadocia, and preserved it from heresy when Arianism was at its strongest. But he set all their malice to naught, and in his willingness to give himself up to every suffering for the sake of the faith, showed himself to be a martyr by volition. Modestus, amazed at Basil's fearlessness in his presence, and that no one had ever spoken to him, "Perhaps," answered the saint, "you have never met a bishop before." The emperor Valens himself was almost won over by Basil's dignity and wisdom. When Valens' son fell gravely sick, he asked St. Basil to pray for him. The saint promised that his son would be restated if Valens agreed to have him baptized by the Orthodox. Valens agreed. Basil prayed, and the son was restored. But afterwards the emperor had him baptized by Arians, and the child died soon after. Later, Valens, persuaded by his counselors, decided to send the saint into exile because he would not accept the Arians into communion. But his pen broke when he was signing the Edict of Banishment. He tried a second time and a third, but the same thing happened, so that the emperor was filled with dread and tore up the document, and Basil was not banished. The truly great Basil, spent with extreme ascetical practices and continual labors at the helm of the church, departed to the Lord on the 1st of January in 379 at the age of 49. Because of the majesty and keenness of his eloquence, he is honored as the revealer of heavenly things and the great. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.